Today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, at 1:16 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I am convening a meeting of the WBI Radio Committee, and I am here with Janet Coleman. Say hello, Janet.
Oh, hello.
Catherine Davis.
Hello.
Rachel Barr.
Hello.
All right. And we hope to be joined soon by Carolyn Burden. All right, so let me read out the draft agenda, and we'll figure out how we want to proceed. One, choose a pro tem chair. Two, review empowering motion. Three, choose two implementers for first LSB show of 2022. Four, choose someone to handle promotion of the first show. Five, choose someone to contact Linda Perry regarding possible dates and times. Six, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. All right. So, any objections to that agenda?
Nope.
No objections.
Okay. So, one, choose a pro tem chair. I volunteer to do that.
Sean.
Second.
Yes. We all volunteer you.
We volunteer you, yes.
You volunteer me for something I volunteered for anyway. That's great.
Support that effort.
Okay. All right. Two, the empowering motion. All right. So I sent that out, but let me read it aloud here. This is the one that was passed last year in 2021. On March 10th, without objection. All right, so we start. Whereas the purpose of the LSB program is to report on the work of the board and on issues of concern for the station, be it resolved that monthly on-air LSB reports will have LSB staff members invited to serve as hosts in alphabetical order. Hosting duties shall not affect a staff member's eligibility to report, except that one should not serve as host and guest on the same program. In the event that none of the eligible staff members are available to host, non-LSB staff who have been suggested by committee members as potential backup hosts will be invited in alphabetical order by the implementers. The radio committee shall meet before each scheduled broadcast to plan the program and to designate two or more persons on a rotating basis who will be responsible for implementation. If, for whatever reason, the plan cannot be implemented, should be promptly informed.
Carolyn Burden
has joined.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn. We got started, and I just got started reading the empowering motion. So I'll just pick up that sentence again for your benefit.
All right. Thank you.
The radio committee shall meet before each scheduled broadcast to plan the program and to designate two or more persons on a rotating basis will be responsible for implementation. If, for whatever reason, the plan cannot be implemented, the committee should be promptly informed and consulted on how to deal with the problem. In the absence of a decision by the committee, the implementers will consult with each other to seek a solution. The implementer's primary responsibility is to act in good faith to fulfill the intent of the plan. The first report of the year will include presentations of the local board officers and members of the Pacifica National Board. In the remaining months, 1 hour of each report will feature four LSB members who have not already appeared, running alphabetically. If anyone is unavailable at the time of his or her alphabetical rotation, the next person can be called, and the first party can participate in the next regular report. LSB members who are active on committees shall report on their committees during their regular time on air. The time allotted for reports will be 2 hours, which will include brief updates on the work of the LSB and its committees, the Pacifica Network, the PNB, issues of significance, and announcements of board meetings and events. At least half of the allotted time will be devoted to listener calls. In an effort to provide the greatest outreach to each listener, the committee will explore several formats and scheduling options. The LSB recommends that if its live on-air report is rotated throughout the program schedule, that it be done in such a way that it does not repeatedly affect the same program. The radio committee shall designate a member to be responsible for coordinating the promotion of the LSB report through the use of a card, websites, the LSB hotline, various listservs, and the WBI newsletter, and a member to coordinate the scheduling of the show with the appropriate WBI department head and or the program director. The reconstitution of this ad hoc committee will take place automatically in January of each year. This empowering motion will come before the WBI local station board for review and possible revision at the LSB meeting held each March. 2. Motion convening a meeting of the WBI LSB radio committee. The WBI local station board authorizes a volunteer from this board to convene the first meeting of each year of this ad hoc committee. So that's the empowering motion.
Okay. So that sounds useful. Can we, what is the procedure to move that it be accepted?
At the body here right now can say, make a motion to approve it as read, as it is. If there are any revisions, we'll discuss that. But if it passes this body, then at the next LSB meeting, I will bring this before the PNB. I'm sorry, bring it before the LSB for their approval, and we're off and running.
Okay. So can I make the motion to approve it as read?
Be my guest.
I do. I make that motion to approve this as read.
Is there a second?
As written and read.
Second.
Okay.
I second it, Rachel.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Any objections? All right. So we're off and running. Okay. So that's been passed. Now, looking at the rest of the agenda, choose two implementers for first LSB show of 2022. I volunteer to be one. Who would like to join me in that?
Me.
Okay, thank you. Any objections to the two of us?
No objections here.
No, no objections.
Okay. Next item, choose someone to handle promotion, card, and online announcements of the first show. I volunteer to do that.
Okay.
You're hired.
Yes,
you're making our life so easy.
Yes,
so
it
I
is.
Don't know.
Well, that's how I roll. That's how I roll. I like to make things easy for other people.
Cool.
Number 5, choose someone to contact Linda Perry regarding possible dates and times. Now,
I'll volunteer to do that if you want.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Rachel. I have a question. Kathy, is the PD responsive to you in all situations?
In most. I wouldn't say all.
Okay.
But we happen to be on civil terms. I think that, you know, there's respect between us and honesty. So I feel comfortable talking to her about this. And I feel that she'll be responsive to it. I don't know what the response will be, but I think it would be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Just as a reminder.
Oh, Carolyn here with a question. Sorry.
Yes, Carolyn.
I'm just wondering, are there any changes in what you read? I came in late, I'm sorry, from anything prior that the Elections Committee has ever, or I mean the LSB has ever authorized before? Or is this the
no.
same wording? Good.
It's the same. It's virtually the same. The only new thing was what was passed last year, which was number 2, that the LSB authorizes a volunteer to convene the first meeting of each year. That was the only new thing that was introduced last year. So we're just keeping that same language from last year to this
year. Okay, that's fine.
Everything else is the same.
My question.
Okay. What I started to say was that, as a reminder, What we the schedule that we had last year was that we were designated the last week of each month, and each month it's on a different day of the week, but all of the shows would start at 7 p.m. for 2 hours. So we had 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. the last week of each month. So going forward, since we're coming to her in late June, obviously that's too soon to start anything. So the earliest would be late July. So keep that in mind, Kathy. And that also,
okay.
that would give us time to get the approval of the LSB on the empowering motion. Because as it says,
right.
The first show of each year is LSB officers and directors. So that hasn't changed. And we already know who the officers and the directors are. So that's, you know, it's a no-brainer. Yeah, so just remind her that it's the last week of each month, a different day of the week, but starting at 7.
All right.
Good.
I will start with that reminder and see if we can confirm it. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
And if not, then I'll just report back and forth what the conversation is, or if there's a counter proposal, whatever that might be.
Right. Let us know what that might
yeah.
be. Okay. And let's see. The last item is choose someone to convene the next committee meeting.
You.
I volunteer to do that.
Okay.
All right. This is easy breezy.
What a group.
Yeah. It's like you're the spoke in the wheel. You're the center.
He is. Why can't we be the LSB?
Hello.
Hello.
Wait a
minute.
Hello.
You don't believe me, Janet. You don't want that.
I believe that. I really know that. I've done that.
I promise you.
6 years of that. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. None of us want that.
No.
Let's just thrive as this committee and try to get the word out. And that's the best.
Great.
I think that's a good way to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes,
Sean, I have a question that you might be able to answer. Others might be able to, but I'm going to start at the top with the chair. Since someone else is doing the communication, does that communication include putting these meetings on the community bulletin board on the web?
You're mixing your terminology there.
Okay. Teach me.
Okay. The radio committee meetings are on kpftx.org, and that automatically puts a notice on wbai.org.
Okay.
Are you talking about something else, or is that what you were referring to?
So that's the way it gets put on the website, and someone will record a PSA.
Right.
About it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we record PSAs about the shows, the
right.
upcoming shows, but we don't.
Right.
We don't
not
do
about
PSAs
the
promotions
here.
Right.
Right.
But someone will record a PSA about the LSB report to the listener, if that's the correct title of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Always.
It's just been such a long time since we've had an LSB report to listen. I forgot how that functions. I'm making a joke.
Well, you're not that far off because the last one.
Oh, no, I'm very right on. I'm very point on. I just wanted to say it in a different way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last report was May of 2021.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
It's been a year and a month.
Oh, man.
Well, wow.
When we come back
on,
that was a year and 2 months.
That was the election, right?
Right. Things
seem to have been stalled with the
right.
whole election process.
But technically, by that point, everyone had already appeared at least once anyway. So
right.
it wasn't a great inconvenience. You know, it wasn't any
okay.
position. Everyone had already appeared at least
this
once.
This way they're all going to be screaming to be on.
Let me at that mic.
Please, yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, it's true. It's true. But I really think it's good for the listeners.
Yeah.
To be able to make that connection to the people who are
definitely
allegedly making decisions about, you know, the future. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or
Rachel, you'll be one of these people, won't you?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
I mean, it's
okay.
Interesting because the new listeners, the new members, hopefully they're members as well as new listeners, will, you know, if they joined, you know, after the last report to the listener, you know, they don't know that this is even a thing. Like anyone
right,
who
right.
started listening after the last report to the listener from the LSB has no idea what this is about. So
right.
when people get on the radio and talk about, like, Bob Law does it a lot this way. So does Imhotep. They say that, which is fine. They say that, and you can take a part in, you know, the LSB, you know, what you know, the governance of the station. Well, you can't do that if you don't get a report from the LSB. And you don't, you know, I mean, so this is really important.
Yeah, people do need to be informed because I think even people who've been with the station a long time are not in touch with the dynamics. So I think it's good overall for everyone to get a sense of what's happening.
Right.
Absolutely.
So
and
it's
I'm expecting you, and when I call you, Rachel, I'm expecting you're going to say yes. She's pretty
high
up
call me about
on
what?
To be on one of the shows.
Well, there's not enough airtime for me. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. I know. That is a weakness of our system.
I will do a summary of it, you know. I'll time it before I say it, you know.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then people might ask a question.
Yes, I know. I hope they
the
do.
A person in ordinary life would be you asking you questions, but now it's not. It's someone else. Okay.
All right. So
is
everything
thank you all.
Thank
you
that's
all,
it?
John.
That's it. We accomplished
it. Wow.
Yeah, we didn't know.
A committee meeting that took half an hour less because we did. Wow. This is amazing.
Half an hour. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So this is the model.
This is it.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yay, Sean.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay,
thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Adjourned. Thank you.
Good to hear you.
Be on the radio.
Okay. Yeah.
Be on the radio.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.